Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
We'll be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello and good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It is Thursday, October 4th. Today, storms. Might have already had those this morning as you were driving in. That was fun. Now, something I thought I told you guys on air, but maybe I didn't. When my car broke down not once but twice on my vacation from hell last week, it was when it started raining.
So
I was like, because that's why I thought they were related, but apparently it was something totally separate. I was like, Lord, please.
You thought you weren't going to make it to work.
I was just waiting for my freaking check engine light to start blinking again. And I was like, that's it. I'm not going into work today. Like, I need a break. But no, it's good. So, yay! There's going to be some storms throughout the morning today. Where there will be a high of around 77. Friday, mostly cloudy, high of 80. What happened to fall? I want it to be cold. I'm tired of all this
sweat. A theory. That it's going to be, you know how it went straight from winter to summer in Indianapolis? Uh-huh. Like, there was just no spring.
Yeah.
I feel like in a couple of weeks, it's going to keep being, like, 77 to, like, 85. And then all of a sudden, it's going to be, like, 30 degrees.
That's how it always goes.
Yeah,
I want fall.
I want global warming to stop. let's see here. To the left of me, Alex Clark. You can follow her on social media, Yo Alex Reps with a Z. How was your day yesterday?
Gosh, you know, have you ever had one of those days where you're like so stressed out by multiple things that you can't eat?
No. I know what you mean, though. Yeah, you're sad, you're upset. Yeah,
yes,
I get you.
I just had so many things going on yesterday, just things I needed to get done and you know, stuff in my personal life and just all these little things that add up that just contribute to stress. And I found myself last night, it's like 10 o'clock, and I had eaten lunch at 11 a.m., and then I hadn't eaten anything since, and I was starving, but I also haven't gone to the grocery in so long, so I had crumbs in my house. I had like a rotten avocado. I didn't eat it. I just chose to starve instead. So
why
it was just one of those days.
Why didn't you just get in your car and go get some food?
Because it's like 10 o'clock at night. We have to get up at 4 a.m. I'm not going to leave my house.
Fun fact. That's never stopped me. Okay. Liv the Web Girl. You can follow her on social media. It is Liv the Web Girl. I don't know anything. _ No, what is your social media?
Just at Liv Karis.
Careful.
You've never promoted my social media on here before.
All right, let me hit the dumb button so nobody can hear that. what's going on with you? How was your day yesterday?
It was good. My mom actually came into town to
I saw that.
Yeah, and so if you guys didn't listen, you can go back on our podcast, either at radionowindy.com or just in the podcast app, The Joe and Alex Show. Yesterday, my parents called into the show because they think I'm inappropriate on air sometimes, and we had a live conversation, and then she was already planning on coming up that day, so it was a little awkward.
It was, really?
Did your mom come up to threaten you?
You know what makes me like sad is that she like bought me lunch. She bought me so many groceries.
You think she felt bad?
Oh, no, I think she tried to shame you to make you feel terrible.
No, that she does this probably like once a month. Uh-huh. She'll come up and like take me out and like just to see me. And I felt like the worst daughter in the world.
Aww.
Oh, that reminds me of like spending time with my dad on the weekend, like once a month or so. He'd come see me and take me to cool places and do nice things.
Yeah. Well, did she say anything to you, like, about the conversation we had had yesterday? I mean, she wasn't upset, or you guys didn't talk about it. It was like the elephant in the room.
No, yeah, we just didn't talk about it. I think that my dad thinks that he sounded like an idiot, but...
Oh, no, they sounded great. They were good sports for coming on and being a part of the show. Not everyone's, you know, family members or friends want to come on the radio and talk like we do, so,
but more
you know.
Importantly, I got, like, a ton of groceries, so
there you
I'm going to be fed for a real long time.
Oh, yeah. All right, my day yesterday was pretty good. Got a lot of, like, boring housework stuff done, but then... I get a call from my grandma, and I, like, as maybe you've heard on the show, I don't talk a lot to my family. I just feel terrible about it, but I don't. I'm like, okay, it's 7:30. My grandma's calling me. This is kind of late, and my first thought is, okay, I hope my mom's okay.
Oh, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, my grandma calls, says, Joey. Always calls me Joey. She's like, your mom's right now getting taken to the hospital in an ambulance.
What?
My mom last night, and this is stuff I talk about in therapy all the time. I'm the adult, but I worry about my mom because she does stuff she shouldn't be doing alone. My mom still loves to have horses, so she keeps them at some lady's house. She has a couple of them and just, you know, kind of does work around there to keep them. And my mom was cleaning up one of the stalls where the horses were in.
Oh, no.
The horse got spooked.
Oh, no.
And it kicked my mom in the head.
Oh my gosh. Is she okay?
She texted me at about 1 o'clock this morning saying she's okay. She doesn't remember much what happened. Only reason that anybody even knew, because my mom was alone. This is what stresses me out and like gives me stomach ulcers.
Yeah.
My mom was on the phone with my aunt talking, and all of a sudden it just went complete silence. Like,
oh, my word.
So my aunt called my grandma because they don't know where my mom was at. My mom's into some lady's thing.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
So are you going to have to go visit her now this weekend or what?
I think she's going to be okay.
Is she going home today?
No, my mom came home at like 2 or 3 this morning.
Oh, that's good.
But she, let's see here.
Does she have a concussion?
Yeah, actually, several things. My mom said that she had a concussion and she chipped a bone in her elbow.
Oh, my word.
So.
Jeez.
Oh,
my gosh.
How do you even do that?
Her poor weenus.
When my mom does not have a weenus.
She does.
Everyone has a weenus.
Yeah,
no, boys and girls have weenuses.
Boys and girls have
the
a weenus.
The weenus is the thing on the back of your elbow, and in grade school, there's no feeling in it. And in grade school, I used to lick people's weenuses when they weren't looking. And I'd be like, I licked your weenus, and they wouldn't feel it.
Wow, some things never change, huh, Liv? Well, my mom hopefully is doing good, but that was the kind of crap I had to deal with. So don't guess what I did after that. I went and ate some food to deal with it. But she should be okay. So.
Let's make a card for her. Get well soon. We're praying for you and your weenus.
Absolutely.
Can we please? My mom doesn't have a weenus. Okay. Oh, God.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tom Cruise can see his daughter Suri up to 10 days a month, but chooses not to. A source says every person is allowed to see their child if they want to in like Scientology or whatever, but he kind of just chooses not to because she's not a Scientologist. So him and Katie Holmes married in 2006. They split in 2012. Katie blindsided Tom, obviously, by filing for divorce, talking about how in the divorce papers, like, he hasn't even been seen with her in forever. He never hangs out with her. He hasn't even been photographed with her since 2013. Someone that's a former editor-in-chief of this magazine who is a critic of Scientology is called The Village Voice. They talked about how Katie Holmes probably signed some non-disclosure agreement saying that she didn't want anything bad having to do with Scientology around their daughter. Mm-hmm. And so she wanted primary custody, and then just that she wanted Suri to stay away from him. And so he probably is just like, fine, whatever, and then just hasn't made any effort to see her.
I don't understand, like, whatever religion would be for people that you wouldn't want to see your kids. Like, I feel like that's something, especially as a father, you would have to see your daughter no matter what.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
Yeah, that sucks.
The bodyguard hired to protect Kim Kardashian West just before she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris is being sued 2 years after the incident. His name is Pascal Duvier, and the company he worked for, Protect Security, those are who the two people are, him and the company, those are who are being sued by her insurance company. So it's not actually Kim that's doing the suing. It's the company that was her insurance company, and they're suing for $6.1 million, which is the amount the insurance company paid Kim for the stolen jewelry that was taken at gunpoint at the Paris Hotel in 2016. He left the hotel room, followed Courtney and Kendall to a nearby club, leaving Kim totally without security. The lawsuit claims that there were a number of security breaches in the hotel that the bodyguard failed to correct. Among other things, the front gate to the courtyard of the hotel was missing a lock. There was an intercom to the door that wasn't functioning, things that the bodyguard should have flagged.
Rich people problems.
Right? Misha Barton, this is so random, is joining the cast of The Hills reboot. The OC actress confirmed that she's joining The Hills New Beginnings on her Instagram account yesterday. Sources say her appearance on the MTV reality show is going to document her comeback. Heidi Montag, Spencer Pratt, Stephanie Pratt, Whitney Poor, and some more are set to appear on the show. And then this is really cute. So there was this girl named Malia Emma. She's 7 years old. She surprised a crowd at this recent LA Galaxy soccer game and did like a super powerful rendition of the national anthem. Well, CNN had her on and she just starts belting out Christina Aguilera. And I mean, this girl goes in. It is so cute.
I am a fighter and I ain't gonna stop. There is no turning back. I've heard it
So cute.
It's like
great?
Now, Emma, we want to know what you think about the Kavanaugh confirmation. Tell us.
I am a fighter.
You got to know your crowd, right? You got to play to your crowd.
Coming up after 7:15, Drake has a brand new single. This celebrity is the new Harley Quinn, and one of your favorite celebrity couples is back together.
Back in the day, we all went to high school, right? Because I know Alex and I didn't go to college, but you went to high school, right?
Yeah, I mean, barely.
Did you run for like anything like student council, or did you try to be like prom queen?
No, I always wanted to be prom queen, but I never got prom queen. I didn't run for student council in high school. The last time I did that was fourth grade when I didn't get it. My ego's too bruised to ever try again.
Surprised you didn't like, I will systematically take down each one of you throughout the next 8 years of our education. You will feel my pain.
No.
What about you, Liv? I feel like you could be a prom queen.
No, I never was. I mean, a lot of my friends were nominated, but I wasn't like involved enough in high school because I spent all my time dancing.
It's hard being the ugly friend. I'm kidding.
You're such a bitch.
All right, well, maybe we should have done what this person did. Check out this story coming out of Michigan about somebody trying to get some prom queen votes.
It's not unusual for high school cheerleaders to bring goodie bags for the football team during homecoming week. But recently, some treats at Hartford High School had a little something extra in them.
Principal mentioned that they were getting some tips in about some possible brownies that may have been laced with marijuana oil.
Whoa!
What? This didn't happen when I went to school. Where are these brownies?
Michael Prince with the Hartford Police Department says the high school got a tip through the OK to Say app, which allows people to pass along information anonymously.
AKA, I'm going to be a snitch.
Alleging a 17-year-old cheerleader brought pot brownies to school, some for football players. They say the leftovers were used to sway votes to become homecoming queen.
The school is taking this very seriously. They are doing their own investigation. And they're just starting to turn over some of the statements from other students possibly involved or witnesses.
12 brownies were allegedly brought to school. Investigators say staff members were able to recover three of them, leaving 9 brownies unaccounted for and possibly consumed by students. Those 3 desserts have been sent to the state police crime lab for testing to confirm there's drugs inside.
Well, those are 9 votes that she got. Not bad.
I'm calling BS that those teachers turned them in. Those teachers went home and had themselves a little brownie treat after school.
Yeah, of course. That's what anyone does that. Like the police, when they confiscate a little bit of weed, like they take it and smoke. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And also, don't hate her for hustling. Like, you know, she was just smarter than you.
I was going to say, like, somebody must have been jealous, or it might have been like the rival competition going for homecoming queen. Like, why would you snitch on somebody for brownies? You're not hurting anybody.
If you went to high school with Joe, you could just get them with regular brownies.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even need the weed in there. Time for Joe's Need to Know News this morning. One cop is dead, 6 others injured in a shooting. This happened in South Carolina yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Cops attempted to serve a search warrant at a home. That's when the man inside the house started firing on the cops and held kids inside the house as hostage. What a world winner we got here. The man ended up firing on the cops and doing that. He turned himself in 2 hours later. 7 people were shot, with one being killed. A 20-year-old man inside the home was also shot and taken to a nearby hospital. So thoughts and prayers with all those families out there. God, imagine being those kids. The crap they saw with that too yesterday.
Nope.
Just terrible. Alex, you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to vote or die.
Vote or die, vote or die.
Rock the vote or else I'm gonna stick a knife through your eye.
Democracy is founded on one simple rule.
Get out there and vote or I will kill you.
Remember Diddy back in the day, vote or die?
No, I've never heard this.
Oh, that wasn't actually Diddy. That was from South Park. But Diddy back in the day had that, like, I think it was when Obama was running for president. It was the vote or die campaign. It's like, well, I mean, you should vote. I don't think you're going to die.
I don't remember that, but I'm going to be gone during the election. So yesterday I went to get a bunch of stuff figured out with that at the BMV or whatever. Is it DMV or BMV? I always forget.
That's where you get your vehicle checked out.
Yeah,
so I don't
wherever,
know,
the
I don't
vehicle
know if,
part.
I don't know if you're...
I went there to update my license because I've moved since. And
it's
so
like
for,
your ballot does not go there.
No. For voting, you have to have like an updated license, whatever, for ID.
Address.
So I got, for the first time in years, a new picture. And I felt like, oh my gosh, for the first time ever since I've been 16 and driving, I actually got a really good picture for my driver's license. I was so excited. I showed the Egyptian, who's my boyfriend, and I was like, look how good my picture is. I can't believe it. And he's like, oh, you think that's good? And he was serious.
Is that why you had so much stress?
Yes, I had so much stress.
My driver's license picture.
Finally had a good picture, and then he just crapped all over. It was like, I really, like, it's really strange looking. It's not that good. And I was like, thanks.
Well, that sounds like love. You guys are doing wonderful. Well, here's some information. You're not going to die, but you should vote. The deadline to register to vote in the November 6th general election is October 9th. We're 5 days away, people.
I need to register.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to do it. I'm so confused.
Here's
with
my
all
thing,
of it.
Though. I think everybody should vote. You're a dummy if you don't vote. But if you're not informed, personal opinion, I don't think people should vote.
Well,
either.
I am very informed easy. And I know what I'm going to vote for, but I just don't know how to register.
It's very easy. All the directions are online. It literally takes 30 seconds.
Indiana residents can register to vote online by texting Indiana to vote, which the number for that is Indiana to 28683. I'm going to link all this up, by the way, at RadioNowIndy.com on the Need to Know News blog, or go to IndianaVoters.com. You can also submit an application to register in person at their local county clerk's office. You got to be, this is the following things, Liv. Let's see if you are eligible for this. You have to be a resident. You got to be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old by election day, and you got to reside in your precinct. Do you know what your precinct is?
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, I don't think you should vote. It means you have to live in the area that you're at, like where you're going to be voting and making decisions on for at least 30 days. Like your precinct's where you live. Like I live in Broad Ripple. In a certain precinct. That means I have to live there for at least 30 days until I can make an informed decision and vote.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her. And there's even an app too. So all of it online, RadioNowIndy.com. Ladies, let's wrap up the Need to Know News today with so many great holidays. Do you know what today is?
What?
Well, let's start off first with a very special day. Today is National Taco Day.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
It's a bop, huh?
Yeah.
No need to ask.
You know what can make it better?
Just open your mouth.
Never heard the song
I've
before,
never
have you?
Heard this. It's so cute. It's cute.
It is the best forever. Yep. A lot of Mexican food chains, like the big ones, are giving away free tacos. Today, examples, Taco Bell, they're doing a promotion where they're actually selling gift sets. For $5, you can buy 4 tacos for a friend, and that's any kind. Hard, soft, Cool Ranch Doritos Locos. Oh, it sounds so good.
Liv didn't need a special holiday. She always gives her taco away for free.
What kind of taco is that?
Again, my parents listen to the show.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Liv's mom and dad. I'm just joking.
Kind of.
Really. I'm kidding. Today is also another favorite day for Liv the Web Girl, kind of having to do with the taco. It's National Vodka Day.
Woo!
How do you like your vodka?
I like mine with soda and a splash of lime, or with obviously sugar-free Red Bull. That's normally my go-to at a bar.
I like to have mine in like a mule, kind of a mixture right there, like with some ginger beer. But I also like it with some tonic water. I really like tonic water.
I only like to drink vodka or any alcohol if it's mixed with like Hawaiian punch and tastes like juice.
Of course. Who's surprised about that?
Because I'm a child.
You want to get diabetes with your vodka.
Yeah, right, you're not far off with those mules. Those are filled with sugar.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mules are filled with sugar. That's why you get such bad hangovers.
Oh.
Yeah. And also a pro tip, soda and tonic water are very close, but soda water has 0 calories. Tonic water does have calories.
Ooh,
Not if it's diet.
What? The nutritionist,
no
girl.
No bars have diet tonic. I have literally searched all of America.
It doesn't
no
exist.
No bars have diet tonic.
Well, that's why I BYOT. I bring my own tonic.
So. Liv, you need to start your own diet tonic water company.
Okay.
Make some mills. And, diet water.
And I'm sure both of you, I've been holding back the best one for last. You know what today is, right?
What? You just told us.
No, there's another thing.
What?
It's National Golf Lovers Day.
Oh, my gosh. All the grandpas are going to be out on the, what do you call it? The hills, the slopes.
Green.
The green.
You tell me. You're the sports
the
expert on the show.
Yeah, I'm such a sports expert. Do the thing. Win the points.
Play the back nine. That's what she says. I bet that lady that got hit in the eye by that golf ball is probably not liking today.
Ew.
They're saying that her eye from the, what was it, the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, the Ryder Cup. It was Koepka that hit the ball.
He hit a drive. He yelled 4. It hit her right in the eye, shattered the whole socket thing, pretty much turned the eyeball into goo.
Ew, stop.
But they're saying it might, probably not, but it might actually come back.
Really? Well, what? I said that she wanted to sue, but I don't know who
you
she
can't.
Would sue.
When you go to a golf course,
right,
you know balls are coming at your face.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. You just, you know it's there. I feel
like
so
Alex.
Bad. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. You two are bad. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9, and we're hooking somebody up today with Indie Scream Park passes. Katie, maybe it's going to be you. Hey, what up?
Hey, good morning.
You doing good this morning?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's get scary. Sorry, my bad. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and here's what we're going to do. We are going to play a line from a movie, scare movie, horror movie, whatever you want to call it, and you tell us what it is. You get 3 out of 5 right, you win, okay?
Awesome, let's do this.
Here's your first one. Listen closely.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Of course,
time.
That is one of your favorite. Can you tell us that one there, Katie and Greenwood?
Oh my God, Alex, why can't you help me with this? I cannot.
Am I allowed to be a lifeline? Is she allowed to use me
you can,
one time?
You can.
Oh, Katie, thanks for helping produce the show.
Yeah, Katie, make it rules.
I'm going to say no.
She can't use me once?
No.
Oh, sorry, Katie.
Own a friend?
You have no friends. No, I'm going to need a guess. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
All right, it's cool.
Dang it, Katie.
She's not done yet. Here we go. We got another one. We'll just skip that one. Tell me if you can name this scary movie.
I see dead people.
Katie?
The Sixth Sense?
Yes.
Yes,
the
there
Good
we
job.
Go. That's what I'm looking for right there. Okay. I was like, gosh, Katie, you're really going to kill me if you can't get any of these.
I'm slacking. It's really early.
See, I love scary movies. That is my favorite type of movie. I've seen almost everything. I love it.
Okay. Here's your next one. Katie and Greenwood, tell us a scary movie.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
To listen to the Joe and Alex Show.
You know that one?
I know. Hold on.
3, 2.
Is it Scary Movie 2?
No, it's an actual scary movie.
All right. Oh, oh. Man. You are out of here.
She
I'm
is?
Sorry, Katie. Yep.
Darn.
Now it sounds like her phone's possessed. I'm getting her the hell off the line.
Yikes.
No, thank you. All right, let's go to Carmel. Some call it Caramel. Ryan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, listen to this movie line and name that scary movie for Indie Scream Park passes.
Oh, you want to play Psycho Killer? Can I be the helpless victim? Okay, let's see. No, please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in the sequel.
You know that one?
Scary Movie.
Not Scary Movie.
Can we
not
just say a disclaimer? These are all actual scary movies, like not comedies.
I thought we did that, but thank you, Liv the Web Girl,
You're
for
welcome.
Clarifying that. Ryan, I haven't given up hope yet. Here's your next one, okay? Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Red rum.
Can you tell us that scary
The Shining.
Movie? Look at you.
That's right.
There we go.
It sounds like they're saying red room. Red room.
Join us there tonight.
Yeah, that is a great movie.
All right, 1 for 2. Here we go. Listen to this. Tell us the movie.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Silence of the Lambs.
Correct. Yes, there we go. One more, and you are going to win, Ryan and Carmel. Are you ready?
Yes.
I would say this is an easy win for you. Listen closely, though.
I see dead people.
Sixth Sense.
Boom, we got a winner over here.
Good
we
job.
Have got a winner.
Yeah.
They had a good way to go
now,
there.
The one that the earlier caller didn't get, the power of Christ compels you. Is that The Exorcist?
The power of Christ compels you.
That is, oh, I can't. Oh,
is that it?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
Right. I haven't, but that was going to be my educated guess.
And wait, is the one of the girls saying she wants to be in the sequel, is that Scream?
Yep.
Oh, oh no, no, Scream too.
I got them all right.
Can I be the helpless victim?
Right.
Okay, let's see. No, please don't kill me, Mr. Ghostface. I want to be in the sequel.
Yes, Mr. Ghostface was the clue there.
There we go. Ryan and Carmel, hang on the line. You're getting hooked up this morning with Indie Scream Park Passes. They've got their brand new attraction for 2018. It's Kilgore's 3D Circus. It brings the fear of clowns to a terrifying reality. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information, and you can win more throughout the day here on Radio Now and on the Joe and Alex Show at this time tomorrow. Our leader, Commander-in-Chief, President Donald J. Trump yesterday. Did you guys get a text message from him?
I did.
Yep. I'm kind of concerned. I did not get the text. It was at, what, 2:18 p.m. yesterday?
I thought everyone was supposed to get it.
Yeah, you were. I turned off, I don't know, my phone doesn't have on, like, Amber Alerts and different things.
Oh, okay, then that must
be why. But they're saying it should still go through, so I'm kind of concerned. Here's what they say. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, sent out the first nationwide presidential alert text on behalf of President Trump yesterday, 2:18 p.m. Eastern. It was just a test, and the real thing would only be during a national crisis when it would be necessary to immediately contact all citizens. The text read, I didn't get it, so I'll have to read this. This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed. FEMA says the president gave the go-ahead to do it, but they actually sent it out. So, yeah, I don't know what that means. I'm wondering if anybody else did not get the text yesterday from President Trump, but that was my thing.
Well, I don't know why you didn't get it.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I'm not going to say who I voted for in the past election, but I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
You think they're keeping tabs? He's holding something against you?
He's with her. I don't know. Like, if somebody voted for Hillary, does that mean they didn't get it? I don't know. But you guys got it yesterday. Okay, that's interesting. Now, Alex, you said you saw something else about the text or whatever. What?
I saw something very interesting. John McAfee. Do you know who that is?
Is he related to Pat McAfee, the Colts punter?
No, not that guy.
Oh, wait. Cyber security. He's a security guy.
Yeah, he does, like, you know, McAfee security systems. Yeah, antivirus systems for your computer. Like, everyone has this on their computer.
Okay.
So he tweeted out yesterday, the presidential alerts, they are capable of accessing the E911 chip in your phones, giving them full access to your location, microphone, camera, and every function of your phone. This is not a rant. This is from me, still one of the leading cybersecurity experts. Wake up, people. And let me tell you, I woke up. I woke up.
All right, so why are we freaking out here? What does this mean?
He says, basically, sure, does having the president being able to text us or give us alerts or whatever, does that add security? I guess, but with security like that, it comes less freedom. And so it's scary because they can control things on our phone and they can look in and listen into us more than they already are, you know, supposedly is what John is saying. And he said the best way to combat this, if people are like, well, what do we do? Because he says that every single phone has this E911 chip in it. And that's what gives the government access to just turn everything on and listen to you. He says what you have to do if you don't want them to be able to listen is to get a phone that is 5 years old or older and
okay,
it won't have that chip.
I've got to go get a flip phone now.
Well,
great.
A flip phone. Or apparently, like, I think it's the iPhone 5S would be the last iPhone that doesn't have it in there,
but
the most recent.
But nothing even operates that way. You can't even use it then.
Well, I know.
My
so
only
that's
solution
the thing.
To not have the government monitor me and hear everything I'm doing and see me is to get an old-ass phone.
It just sucks because I am somebody that is, I totally believe this, but I'm also so dependent on my phone. I don't want to give up my iPhone. I love my iPhone, but I know that this is probably the end of me. But I thought what John McAfee said yesterday was real interesting.
I don't know why you guys care if they are listening. Like, who cares? I'm just hoping that they think I'm funny and pretty.
No, I definitely think they know,
like,
you can't sing.
Why? I'm not going to do anything to threat the government. Are you joking? I barely know how to, like, tie my shoes.
Well, none of us are. None of us are actually
so what's
doing
the
anything.
Problem?
Because it's just the idea of, like, having that freedom and not having someone watch you and listen to you. It's Big Brother-esque.
Oh, I got a tweet. It's from Trump. It says, "You up?"
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Republic Records announced Drake's next single will be his collaboration with Michael Jackson's Ghost.
Ooh.
Don't Matter to Me.
So So is that Jackson?
Yeah, that's Michael Jackson. Four singles have already been released from his Scorpion album, with Don't Matter to Me debuting on the radio next week. So you're probably going to hear that on radio now, coming soon. So far, three of his songs, God's Plan, Nice for What, and In My Feelings, have all reached number one on the Rhythmic Songs chart. Drake released Scorpion in June, where it spent its first 5 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 chart. So, you know, Drake is on fire.
Jackson sounds better dead than some of the people we play. I mean, dang. Wow.
Kaylee Cuoco is the new Harley Quinn. The Big Bang Theory actress signed on to star and executive produce the new Harley Quinn animated series for DC Universe, which is the new streaming service. The cast also includes Jason Alexander, Wanda Sykes, Lake Bell, and JB Smoove. Smoove? S-M-O-V-E. I don't know that
guy. Are you saying or asking?
Smoove instead of smooth. I think that's funny.
I love that.
Bella Hadid is fully back together with her ex, The Weeknd, and laying low. The couple, who split in 2016 after 2 years of dating, have learned from their past mistakes. According to a source, when they were more public, it deteriorated their relationship. So this time, the model and the singer are trying to be more private. They're doing well and keeping things really low-key. This summer, they took their under-the-radar romance to Yolanda Hadid's Pennsylvania farm.
Has anybody checked on Selena Gomez? Because she has got nothing.
Nothing.
I'm for real, right? I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, poor girl.
I'm worried about her. Everybody else is getting back together with exes. People are getting married, and there's Selena Gomez.
And don't tell me that this song is not the bop of our generation. Get excited, because you're going to be hearing it again in theater soon. Disney is going to make a live-action and CGI remake of Lilo and Stitch.
Seen Lilo
what?
And Stitch.
Oh my gosh. Set in Hawaii, the movie, Joe, tells the story of a lonely little girl named Lilo finding Stitch, who is an alien that's a genetic experiment and crash landed on Earth. The remake will be released either in theaters or on the Disney streaming service, which launches in 2019.
I am literally so excited for this. Lilo and Stitch is one of my favorite Disney movies of all time.
But like live action Stitch is going to be weird, is it not?
It's going to be lit.
Doesn't he sound like that kind of?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me turn down the garbage music. What was that?
It's just kind of like, it's like, it's what he says. It's been a while. Yeah. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect impression. Okay. Coming up after 8:15, Kim Kardashian had to issue a public apology. This actor says someone at his daughter's school could be a school shooter, and he's really worried about it. And Bradley Cooper talks about directing A Star Is Born.
Ask Alex is your chance to email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also DM us, slide into them, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Clover, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning.
Hello, I am so excited to be talking to you guys.
Oh my God. Okay, Clover, you just sounded like you were really loud.
She was screaming. She was excited. She was excited to be on the show.
Okay, just make sure that you're talking into your phone there. Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, I listen every single day, and I have always wanted to have something that I needed advice for. So I've actually got something for you guys.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Okay. So I met this new guy, okay? We've been talking for a little bit over a month, and he lives in St. Louis. So, you know, it's a little bit long distance.
Uh-huh.
Well, we met at a party in August that a coworker of mine had. And, I mean, just totally hit it off. Fireworks, bam. So we exchanged numbers. And the first couple weeks, we talked every single day. Like, either we texted all day long or we even talked on the phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it dwindled a little bit, just like to be every other day I would hear from him. And then in the last 2 weeks, we haven't talked hardly at all, like maybe 10 minutes in the past couple of weeks. So, you know, you get a little anxious, you get excited. And I consider myself a spiritual person. So I decided to go see a psychic.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, I wanted to know, like, you know, because I want to know what's going on. And I wanted to see if they would say anything about my love life. And she totally did. It was so crazy. She immediately started to say to me, she felt a lot of energy around my love life and in my current relationship. And she felt like this guy right now, the one that's in your world, is the one.
Ooh.
Yeah. She said, in a few years, we're going to get married and we're going to elope. And she even said she saw kids in my future.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. And she said she just knew this guy is the one for me.
But you guys aren't barely talking anymore, right?
No, we're not. And so I'm a little bit panicked about this. Like, since my psychic said he's the one and we're supposed to be together, but we really aren't yet. And, like, I'm the one that's got this information. And so I've got to be the one to make this happen. So my plan is, or this is what I'm thinking, I want to go to St. Louis this weekend, surprise him, tell him everything that the psychic said so he knows what's up and he'll understand why we need to make this thing official. So my question for you guys is, should I wear, like, something sexy, or should I just wear, like, casual laid-back clothes?
Wait a minute.
You shouldn't even go.
Yeah, don't go, Clover. He's going to think you're crazy.
But the psychic said that this guy is the one. I don't want to miss out.
I mean, psychics are like, aren't they full of it,
I'll
right?
I'll tell you whatever you want to hear if you're going to pay me like $9.99 a minute.
I think psychics are usually full of crap. And so that makes me nervous that you're going to go and tell them all this. You're going to look insane. And like, she has no idea what she's even talking about.
All right, well, hold on a second. We actually have, do we want to talk to people this morning?
Yeah.
317-239-1009. Stephanie, I think you're there and you're in downtown Indy. Do you have an experience with a psychic?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I've only had my card read one time and one time only because I had them read and they said I was going to have a death. And my mom died a month later.
Oh my gosh. So the psychic actually was like right then.
Yeah, and I've never gone back to one since.
Gosh, I don't blame you. I'm so sorry. Wow, do you think Clover should be weary that this psychic could be onto something? Then do you think it is okay for her to go to St. Louis and tell this guy what's going on?
I wouldn't go tell him what's going on. I mean, I would maybe go to St. Louis and try to pursue things and see how they go. But, I mean, if someone was to come to me and tell me all that, it would probably put me in a panic.
Yeah.
Wow. But Stephanie, the main question, though, that Clover needs to know, what should she wear?
I would definitely go for sexy.
Okay. All right. When in doubt, let it out. Stephanie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Clover, can you hang on and we'll try to get some more calls? People are calling in right now.
Yeah, I'd love it, yeah.
Devin, on the South Side, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're also on with Clover. What do you think?
Well, first of all, guys freak out with the love word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he's going to freak out if she comes telling him all that stuff. She knows the connection that they had. She said there was fireworks. If she thinks it's going to be a good situation to go down there, go down there. But I keep the psychic stuff to yourself. I mean, you're going to freak him out for sure. I mean, if she really feels like it's a good idea to go down there and see where they stand, go for it. But a guy would freak out normally if you start saying you love him right away. So
maybe I just wait. I'll tell him, like, the next morning, like, after we spend the night together. Like, I won't tell him when I first get there.
I would wait till you are married down the road as a funny story.
That's good
yeah,
advice.
Thank you, Devin. Definitely helping us out this morning. Amy on the South Side, you're also on with Clover. What do you think?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what do you think she should do?
Stay the hell away, girl. Stay away.
Why? Why should she not why should she not randomly drive out there and wear something sexy?
Well, for one, if you do go, girl, you better wear something sexy. But for two, I would not bring up the psychic at all. I talked to a psychic one time. They told me I was going to have four children. I've had two miscarriages, and now I have a 14-year-old daughter. So I think they're straight full of crap.
Is she wrong, though? Because that's three. I mean,
is it possible that you would have another kid? I don't know how old you are, your circumstances.
No.
Could you have another child?
No, I can't. I'm blessed to be able to have my daughter.
Okay.
So she was wrong. The psychic was wrong. You're saying this psychic is probably wrong.
Yes, she was way off.
Do you think all psychics are fake, or do you think there are some psychics out there that really do have these spiritual
powers?
Like
Miss Cleo, obviously a real one. But
no, I do believe that some psychics are real, but I don't know. It's kind of a shot in the dark.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
one
in a million.
No, you have no clue. This chick probably pulled up her name on Facebook while they were on the phone.
Do you have anything, Clover, on social media about you in the sky?
No, I mean, I haven't mentioned anything at all because it's so new. But like she said, it's a shot in the dark. If I don't take it, I could totally miss out on the love of my life.
Yeah, this is like some 8 Mile stuff right here. You got one shot, one opportunity.
Oh, don't eat it? Mom. Do not eat Mom's spaghetti clover before you take this drive.
She's like, well, we were going to go out for Italian. Let's go to line number 3. Jeremy and Avon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what did you want to tell Clover?
Clover, listen to me. There's a difference between a tarot card and a restraining order. And right now, you're kind of leaning towards restraining order. As far as what you wear, if you're going to go to this guy and tell him that a psychic told you you're going to have babies with him, you better show up in your birthday suit because that's about the only thing that's going to work.
A trench coat with nothing else.
There we go. Hey, thank you, Jeremy. And if you can't get through on the phones this morning, you're more than welcome to let us know on social media. This is on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, and it's also on our Twitter. I believe it's at Joe and Alex Show. Amber, you're in downtown. Thank you for listening and calling into the show. You're also on with Clover this morning. What do you think she should do?
Do not go surprise him. Like, I'm afraid that she could end up being the one surprised in a bad way. I mean, you don't know if he's maybe seeing other people or what he's got going on. So,
what if he's married?
Going to go plan it.
Yeah,
he could be. I don't know. And so, I would hope not. But don't go surprise him. Plan the trip. Like, what if he's out of town for the weekend and you just went to St. Louis for nothing?
That's a good point. You've barely been talking to him, Clover. You don't know. He could have a girlfriend or not be home or whatever.
And I would definitely agree with Devin. Do not mention the psychic thing. He's going to think you're psycho instead.
But have you ever had any experiences,
Yeah, we just lost her, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask her if she had any experiences with a psychic and how it went for her.
I'm not trying to knock people because to each their own, but I truly feel like psychics just tell you what you want to hear. And in my opinion, most of the time, they're broad-based.
Yeah, but I think also, it's fake.
But I believe, as our first caller that kicked off this whole thing, my mom has had 2 visions. My mom doesn't claim to be a psychic, but my mom had a vision of a fireball and like a crash. My cousin, who was in the Air Force, died the next day in a plane training accident.
Whoa!
He couldn't eject in time. Yeah, he couldn't eject in time. Okay, what are you doing? Is this what we're doing? No. It was a mechanical error right there. But oh wow. Okay, well, Clover, I hope we gave you some help this morning, some kind of an idea. What is your decision? What are you doing?
You guys, I really want to go, but people do make, like, what if he does have something else going on, like.
Yeah, you can walk in on
really
that.
That makes me really nervous.
That could be awkward.
But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I should take the risk. I'm going to wear something sexy. I'm going to drive down there. And I just got to see what happens. That, I mean, I don't know what else to do. Nothing to lose, right?
So, you know, maybe your aggressiveness is what the psychic was talking about as far as making this thing happen and getting married to this guy. So, I don't know.
Possibly. Clover, please make sure we have all your information off the air because I kind of would like a follow-up if there is anything, maybe in a week or two or something, whenever you find out what happened, okay?
Okay. Totally. I'll do it. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that was Clover on for Ask Alex today, and I think this is a bad idea. There are so many people pointing out that there might be another person out there.
She's brave. So many women are listening and living vicariously through her just because they want to do something like this so bad but are too scared. So, you know what? You go, girl.
We want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. If you can fill the end of the sentence. After a night of partying, I found this.
Oh, gosh.
Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. There's no shame in the game. 317-239-1009. After a night of partying, I found this.
Well, you know what this British woman that's been all over the news found after her night of partying while she's been vacationing in Spain, right? Did you see this story?
I saw that, and I don't know how the hell she found that there.
She was in Spain on vacation. After a night of partying, wakes up, goes to the emergency room because she found a dead tortoise in her vagine. How? A tortoise? That's massive.
Please tell me it's a baby tortoise.
No, it's normal. I don't know how. This doesn't make any sense.
I have a theory that maybe when she was really drunk, she was trying to act like she was birthing a tortoise and then put it in herself.
Okay. Stop. Okay, we're good. 317-239-1009.
Well, the doctor called the police for this 26-year-old woman who had partied the night before and couldn't remember what had taken place the night before. And the police closed the case because the woman didn't file the complaint. She's just like, I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got there.
See, my only story, and this isn't lame, but I mean, we don't want to hear a bunch of food stories. After a night of partying, I found this. I found like a bunch of like food in my bed, but it was like I took it out of the wrapper, but I didn't eat all of it. So it was like I had a Nacho Bel Grande spread across bed. It was like an artistic piece. Yeah. I was going to eat it, but there was chips, salsa, nachos, guac, tortilla chips just laying everywhere.
Crumb City.
What about you? You're a partier. You have any things where after a night of partying, you found something, Alex?
I think in high school once, and this is bad, I wasn't 21. You know, don't drink before you're 21. Uh-huh. Obviously, don't do as I say. But I was partying, and I woke up at this girl's house, and I was sleeping in a bed with a whole bunch of other girls that I didn't know. I don't know
what?
If they were from another school or what.
How the hell did that happen?
I have no idea. I think it was one of those instances where it was like one of those huge barn parties. This is an Indiana thing. I've talked about this before. You go, somebody has a barn on their property, other parents' property, I should say. A bunch of kids come from all the different schools in the area. There's people there you don't know. And I ended up in a bed with a bunch of kids I didn't know.
How have I never ended up in the bed with a bunch of random women I don't know? It's not fair. Let's talk to Ashley and Franklin this morning. What is it for you? After a night of partying, you found what?
I found myself face down in the middle of a cornfield, butt naked.
It's an Indiana thing. It is.
Was your butt okay?
yes. I had lots of people. It was a big party. I had lots of people. I woke up. People surrounding me. Pictures. Weeks later, I was okay, though.
Did you know how you got there?
Absolutely not. I did not. There was lots of jungle juice. It was a huge country party. I'm from way down south. And it was huge, but I don't recall anything.
All right. Wow. Hey, thank you, Ashley from Franklin. 317-239-1009. After a night of partying, I found this. Live with a web girl.
I woke up, and I was wearing an old Wizards jersey. like an old Wizards, Michael
like
Jordan.
Washington Wizards, okay.
Yes, and Michael Jordan's jersey when he played for the Washington Wizards for that short time. And I woke up with it on, and I have no idea how I got it. But still, it is a favorite anytime I go to a jersey party.
Wait, like,
it's
you
such
don't
like
know.
A rare jersey to have.
Well, what happened to your other clothes that you had on?
I don't know.
So you just like traded
clothes
with someone?
I had the same bottoms on. It was just I went with like a Lacoste polo on. And then when I woke up, I just had this Washington Wizards jersey.
That's
I wasn't
amazing.
Mad about it. Oh, and I was on a random person's couch.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, your parents are so proud. I didn't go to college, but my friends did. So when I went and visited one time up in Michigan, I went to Ferris State University, a big party school up there. And I got hammered really early in the night. And by the time I somehow got home, my buddy was staying in dorms. I ended up on top of a bunk bed, like when I remember them like pushing me naked into it because I got sick and
That's
ruined
awkward.
All my clothes.
They had to touch you?
Yeah, sorry about that. No, here's the thing though. I remember that, but then I wake up, I'm like, my leg really hurt very, very bad, and I was on the bottom bunk. I somehow, in the middle of the night when they put me in this room, fell off the top bunk to the ground.
Oh my gosh, you're lucky to be alive.
Crawled into the bottom bunk, but here's the thing. I was completely naked, buck naked, nothing on. And guess what? I was in some girls' like thing. So it was like their girlfriend. They put me in there.
Oh, like a dorm.
But nobody was there. So I sat naked till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon in a bedroom, wrapped up in a pillow and blanket.
I can't believe you're not on the sex offender list.
Well, not for that at least. Not for that one.
Have you seen this new toy from Play-Doh?
No. What do they got going on?
They have announced that they have a new Play-Doh set, and it's called Poop Troop.
Excuse me?
It's kind of like a Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
Except it looks like the little poo emoji, like a little swirl, and you stick arms, eyes, and other pieces into it.
So it sounds like Mr. Hanky from South Park. Hi!
It is it's from the actual Play-Doh company. This is a real thing. According to the website, it says, to start the fun, use the poo mold, tools, and Play-Doh colors to create your character's body. Grab the eyes, arms, mouths, and other accessories and plug them in different places to make all kinds of silly faces. Mix them up for a giggling good time again and again, and don't forget to clean up after yourself. It's $14.99.
What does it come with? With like nuts and corn and different things to tag on it.
It doesn't say that that's part of it, but it's absolutely hysterical. But the thing is that there are parents who are mad about this.
Wait, why are they mad about it?
Well, give me the banjos. I'll tell you what they say.
Would you like a fast banjo or a slow banjo?
Fast. This is how I read mean comments, all right? Paul Conroy said, gross! The Play-Doh company has become crude and a follower of a disgusting fad that's circulating right now. When is decency gonna be cool again? Come up with better ideas, Play-Doh. You don't have to jump on the feces bandwagon. Ew. I'll be making my own Play-Doh from now on. Unfollow.
Okay, it's interesting that you bring that up. And I want to share another thing. I heard somebody using doo-doo to sell something to you. 317-239-1009. I want to know what Alex brought up there. What's it called again?
It's called Poop Troop.
I want to know if you'd buy Poop Troop or, after hearing this news story right here, if you would buy what this lady's selling. 317-239-1009. Listen to this.
There's a lot going on at this Somerville home. There are 2 adults, 3 kids, more than 60 animals, including some fish, and a whole bunch of moose turds.
Oh my gosh.
Mary Winchenbach runs Turdy Works. It's art made from the stuff that moose leave behind.
Everyone takes a crap. Everyone goes to the bathroom, so everyone can relate to that. And the terms that I use to name these products are everyday terms that, you know, people are used to hearing and stuff. So it just kind of, you just try to, you know, combine the two to come up with something halfway decent that's funny, you know.
Ew!
All right, are you ready to hear some of the things that she's come up with?
Sure.
For example, the first thing that we make now, instead of a cuckoo clock, see, this is a poo-poo clock. And what we did see is we took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1:30, 2:30, 3:30.
Stop. You know what? No. Delete. No.
I know what I'm getting Alex for Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
It's one of many products she offers.
Now over here we make fecal people.
Stop it.
This is just like what you've got over here.
Depending upon the shape of them middle turds right there, we can do them with big boobs or guts or butts or long legs or short legs. See, because there's no 2 turds that are ever alike.
What?
You ever seen a turd, the 2 turds alike?
Okay, listen, I've heard about snowflakes not looking alike. I have not heard this expression ever.
No.
Mary says half the battle is getting her product, but to do that, she doesn't have to travel far.
The turds are all local. We just go out and track the moose, and wherever the moose are, they're going to take a crap.
Oh, good.
And I have found that when a moose takes a dump, you walk about 50 yards in any direction and they take another dump.
Oh, okay.
It's a fairly simple and efficient business model.
And when a moose takes a dump, they'll crap out between 200 and 400 turds every time they take a crap. So it's like I get $5 a turd for these things. So I get jumping right up and down. I get excited when I see a turd.
Since going viral, she doesn't...
Who gets excited when they see
I can't
know what her next local stop will be, but she's upping her game with a new Turdy Works Facebook page to peddle her poop.
Get on there, and that's all my turds are on that page right there with the prices, and click on them, and then get to me and let me know what you need for turds, and I ship everywhere.
Oh my gosh! I'm done. Sorry.
317-239-1009. Would you want a doo-doo clock or a poo-poo clock?
Stop.
2:30?
Stop. I'm never going to be able to eat chocolate the same way again.
Are you like some of these people out there? You're like, this is disgusting. This is gross. I'm upset because I think this is amazing. 317-239-1009. Then there's a lady in Maine called Turdy Work. I just went and looked it up. 33,000 people on her Facebook page.
33,000 people that President Trump needs to build a wall around and deport.
Stop it. So
if
awesome.
They are buying this crap, literally.
So awesome. I have a mule log dung Christmas ornament for my tree and various things on there. This is the absolute best. Thanks, Turdy Works.
Disgusting. Who is buying this?
Josie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
I would never, ever buy this for myself, but I can just imagine the look on everyone's faces if you got this for, like, a relative for Christmas and they had to open it in front of everyone.
That is a fantastic idea that
like
I did not think
gift.
About. Yes, your white elephant gift or in your secret Santa at work. It's hilarious.
Hey, what time is it?
It's or if they
curvy.
Smell. Yeah, or if they smell, you can give them this as a hint.
Hey, thank you. Let's start to Keita. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I think that it's hilarious, the Play-Doh thing. Like, I've actually thought about already getting it for my nephew because I think that my family and, like, all of his family would think it's hilarious.
I don't know about the poo-poo clock thing, though. I feel like that would smell so bad.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
I bet there's
a
way that they get it to not stink.
That's
nasty. I get you, but in general, I wouldn't want to be dealing with doo-doo. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show this morning. Alex, you got your own little story when it comes to the bathroom.
What? No, I do not.
Okay, fine. Not comfortable sharing it. It's
no,
fine.
No, I... What?
Whenever you run into Alex, say, hey, can I hear the one tub story you have?
My dad calls me Pubis Tubis because when I was 2 years old, I had an accident in the bathtub and I couldn't talk very well, so I just yelled Pubis Tubis. And now my parents call me that, and they have called me that since I was two. Okay, there you go.
All right. It's the Joe and Pubis Tubis show.
It's the Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian said in July during a video with her sisters that she was excited to look like she wasn't eating when she lost 20 pounds after working with a bodybuilder for a year and cutting out sugar. Well, as you could probably guess, she got a lot of backlash for that comment, and she was accused of not being sensitive to women with eating disorders. On Tuesday, Kim actually apologized for that comment on Ashley Graham's new podcast, Pretty Big Deal.
I honestly... Looking back and having said that, I 100% completely understand where people would be coming from that felt that way.
Yeah.
So my intention is never to offend anyone. And I really, you know, apologize if I offended anyone. Because an eating disorder is...
So
I know people that have serious eating disorders that have been in and out of the hospital for... 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even the biggest Kim Kardashian fan, but why? Why do we have to apologize for everything?
Because that's the world we live in.
I know, and I get it. Like I said, I'm not the biggest fan, but I don't think she was trying to do that.
She was making, you know, a very unpolitically correct joke. That's, you know, what it was. Her husband, by the way, is not too far away from Indy right now.
He's not political at all.
He's been in Detroit. I don't know what he's doing. But yesterday, a student captured the moment when he crashed a school in Detroit, jumped on a table, and told people to leave Elon Musk alone.
Elon Musk, I don't give a f- who's over his house. Leave that man f- alone. Leave that man f- alone.
You know what this is? This is the modern day
Britney.
Britney alone!
I know, I seriously was thinking that. I was literally thinking that. So that was weird. Ian Ziering, Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't 90210 back in the day?
In 90210, he revealed that there have been several dangerous situations at his daughter's elementary school. He said that there's a student with a history of violence at his daughter's school, and it's gotten so bad that he's scared it could actually escalate to a massacre if the school district keeps protecting this boy. So he was joined by several parents outside of this West Hollywood elementary school yesterday in protest of this second grade bully. Listen to this.
A student has shown a history of violence from kindergarten to first grade, and now in second grade, that classroom has already been evacuated twice this year. 10 kids were beaten up and bloodied. He's branded scissors, and no one's doing anything about it. It's astonishing to me. So, you know, I'm an actor, but my best role to date has been father, and I can't let this go another minute without raising attention to this problem.
That is crazy.
Dude,
all those things he's saying are true.
10 kids. What is this, a second grader?
Second grade,
10
yeah.
10 kids beaten up and bloodied this school year
like
alone.
Like 6 or 7 year olds.
2 times they've had to evacuate the school because of this kid and bring in scissors and all this crazy stuff. Like, you know, why isn't anyone doing anything? That's super scary. Good for him for being brave to say something about it because that's awkward. And Bradley Cooper. He directed A Star Is Born. I don't think I knew this. I mean, obviously he's in the movie.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that he directed it. And so he kind of talked about why he decided to direct it.
I think it was because I'm getting older. I was 39 years old when I decided to do it. And I just had all these images rolling around in my head. I've always wanted to direct. I just never had the courage to do it. And then quite honestly, when I saw Lady Gaga perform and she did La Vie en Rose, which is a scene in the movie.
I guess that gave him the answer. He was like, that's it. That's my sign.
I'll tell you what, I don't know. We got to have the Joe and Alex Show movie premiere at AMC Castleton the other day. But that movie, I just thought it was good. I don't know if it's going to win like an award, like be the best one. But I really, really liked it.
I could see it being nominated.
Yeah, I think it'll win some nominations at all the big movie things and festivals.
That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Radio Now 100.9. Jasmine.
Hi.
Hi, yay.
Yay, yay, yay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful. Let's see. Do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex?
I'm going to be on Team Alex.
Woohoo!
Yeah, woo, yeah, fun, party time, girl stuff. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, cool. Jasmine, hang on the line, and we'll go to Lindsay. I don't want to play with my wife. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, my God, you sound like my wife. You're not my wife, right?
And yeah, I promise I'm not your wife.
Okay.
Are you married?
I am.
Oh, how's that going?
Great.
Good.
How long you guys been together?
A little over a year.
Oh, that's fun. So still newlyweds.
Yeah, it'll get tougher.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez, Joe the Debbie Downer.
I'm kidding. I'm happy for you guys. Finish the lyrics is really simple. We are going to play a song. Once it stops, you have to figure out what the next word is. You're a lifeline, Lindsay. Jasmine, you're also a lifeline because this is actually on Alex and I to figure it out. We can come to you one time. Liv the Web Girl is going to make the decision. She says, that ain't the word. We can just yell and argue with her, but her ruling is final. So, Alex, would you to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Listen in the background there, Jasmine, and here you go. Here is your first song.
Cross my heart, hope to die. To my lover, I'd never lie. Said be true, I swear I'll try. In the end, it's him and I. He's got his head, I'm on my mind. We got that love.
The crazy kind. Play the last 5 seconds again.
Oh, okay. I always get worried when you have to hear the last 5 seconds again. Here you go.
Him and I, he's got his head, I'm on my mind, we got that love.
Okay, well, she says half of the word the, so I don't know if I'm supposed to say the or crazy.
The is counted.
Okay,
the
counts.
The song.
All right, then I'm going to say crazy is the next word, final answer.
Crazy kind.
Woo. Okay. Woo. One for one, Jasmine.
Woo. Woo. Yeah. There we go.
I think you got a little editing help there. Let's see. Here we go. Lindsay, listen closely. I might need ya.
You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that because I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would have gave you anything, would have gave you
everything. Final answer, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, they call me Posty Pesh. Okay, Alex, here's your second song. Make sure you listen to Jasmine. She might tag you in.
You stick out of the crowd, baby. It's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby. It's a no-brainer.
Ugh, I don't know this one. Jasmine, do you know?
You're tagging her in.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you be able to replay it?
Yep. Yeah. Here you go. Last 5 seconds.
It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby. It's a no-brainer.
You got. It'll be, he says you got, so it'll say you.
You. Final answer.
You got your mind.
Wow, Jasmine, you just saved our butt.
Yay.
All right, come on, let's do this, Lindsay. Listen up, I might need you with this one.
I have no idea what she ever says.
Makes two of us. So, I think it's I'm picking it up or something, but I'm going to tag in my teammate. We'll hear it one more time. Are you there, Lindsay?
I am.
All right, listen again. I'm going to need your help here. Finish the lyrics. Try and win Fall Out Boy tickets. So the last, it's so. So I don't know if it's like so I'm or something like that.
I'm going to go with what you said, picking it up, picking it up.
But I think it's...
Or something like that.
I think it goes so. I'm going to say I'm. Because she's like, so. Yeah. That's I'm. I'm.
Yeah.
Here we go. Final answer. I'm.
I'm picking it up.
Yeah! This is how we do it. Tie game. Are you ready, Alex?
I'm ready.
Here you go.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm mighty close to someone else.
I'd play it again for me.
I can get you out of it if I could do it all again.
I'd move back to it. I'm gonna say I'd.
I know I'd go.
Dang it! Oh, Jasmine, I'm so sorry!
Here we go! Here we go! This is a chance for the win with this song!
No payback, cause bad chicken, baby. I'm a bad chicken.
Clap, 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 clap!
Savage, can't have this, can't have this.
Oh, crap. I got to hear that one again. I was too busy clapping. Can baby, I'm a bad chick. Stop playing with a savage. Can't have this, can't have this. No. They go, no. Final answer, no for the win. What are they saying?
I think it's just ah.
No, that is not ah.
No, it wasn't. Uh-oh. So now we're still tied, right?
Yeah, what do we do?
Still tied. You guys have one song. It's a tiebreaker, but I'm going to pick one number, 1 through 100, and now you guys tell me what you think it is, what the number is.
17.
Okay.
69.
Oh, Joe got it, was the closest at 67.
Yeah!
So now,
yes!
Joe, you get to pick if you want to play this song or pass. If you play it, you have to get the word right or else Alex wins. If you want to pass it, then Alex has to get
Lindsay,
it.
Lindsay, do we go for it? I say we do it ourselves, right?
Yeah, I say we go for it.
All right, here we go. Here we go. I'm going to go for it. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me. Places that tear up my reputation. Oh, poop sticks. I'm gonna hear the last 5 seconds again. There's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Crap. Am I allowed to tag in my teammate?
No, you already did.
What?
What?
Overtime.
You literally already did. No.
All make right. Your guess.
Tear up my reputation.
You might win,
I know
Jasmine.
Every single word to the song.
Well,
by
of
the
course
way.
You do. My favorite. I love Shawn Mendes. Tear up my reputation, baby. There's no holding me back. Where am I early on that one? Tear up my reputation.
All right, I need an answer.
I'm trying
take a
right
round.
Now. Tear up my reputation.
Five.
Tear up
four,
my reputation.
Three. Two, one. Give me your final word right now.
Tear up my reputation. Solidify.
No, right now.
Baby. Final
all
answer.
Right.
Final answer, baby, for the win.
Manipulate
my dang it!
What was
no!
it? Manipulate.
Ooh, that's a hard one. Jasmine, we just won!
Yay! Woo! I was over here as soon as you said it. I'm like, yes.
Jasmine knew.
I'm so sorry, Lindsay.
You guys both did good, though.
That's all right.
All right, Lindsay, have a good day. Jasmine, congratulations. You just won yourself tickets to go see Fall Out Boy and Machine Gun Kelly Sunday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Are we ready? Are we ready to do this?
Me.
Time for your dummy of the day. Sing along, please.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
How did you do in science when you were in school, Alex?
Horrible.
Me too. This girl, I don't think she should ever try a science experiment again. She had one and it went terribly wrong, ended up setting her dining room table on fire. The girl tried to show viewers in the video she was making how to set a $1 bill on fire without ruining the bill itself. And what she did is she dipped the money into a bowl filled with alcohol. And here's the audio. I'll kind of describe what's happening. And you can see this on the Dummy of the Day blog if you need a good laugh.
So what I'm going to do as I have two forks just so I can hold this dollar in place, and I'm gonna light this dollar on fire but still keep it intact. So what you do, actually don't try this at home unless you know what you're doing. So first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna dip the dollar into the alcohol. Yes, the dollar is completely wet, and then I'm going to light a flame. There we go. And
okay,
I am already just burning with secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, so the bill is lit that was dipped in alcohol. Well, here's the thing, though. She doesn't realize it at first, but it was so close. She actually let this whole container on fire with all the alcohol. It actually has like a blue flame. She lit that, too.
What do I do?
Now, she's trying to blow it out. Here's the thing. Just let it go. Like, it's fine. Like, it's not going anywhere. It's not spreading. Just let it be.
Keith.
Now, next to her, she had another bowl with more water there on the side.
How old is this girl? Like, what grade is she
in? I would say 6th grade, 7th grade.
So she's like 12 or 13.
Yeah, young girl. I mean, we all do like little school science experiments. It's kind of cool. Little web girl's head's exploding. Like, I never did that.
And yeah, I'm rolling my eyes because this is what happens to overachievers. They try to act all cool.
So
and
true.
Then they light themselves on fire.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Oh my God!
This is when she poured the water in, and then she could see it was rising and still staying on fire. Like she thought the water would put out the alcohol on fire. Well, then she filled it, and it started to spill over the brim, so her whole table catches on fire.
Oh my God!
Listen, you can hear like it starting to catch on fire.
That is so scary.
Is she cursing?
Yes, it's her swear.
Sixth grader's potty mouth.
What would you say if you catch your house on fire?
No, I'm just kidding. I know my mom would be pissed.
Yeah, for sure. You can see this failed science experiment on the Dummy of the Day blog at radionowindy.com.
We're supposed to be meeting a friend today from out of town and going to brunch with him.
Okay.
Where are we supposed to take this guy? Because I feel like, you know, we're downtown. The radio station
Chick-fil-A.
Is downtown. No, not Chick-fil-A. Everybody gets Chick-fil-A. You got to take them to somewhere that's like an indie place. So I feel like Patachu.
Bless
Yolk
you.
Is kind of a chain. I know that. Wild Eggs is kind of a chain.
Okay.
What do you think? Like, what is our pick for today?
Well, I say we go somewhere with tacos. It's National Taco Day.
Oh, we could do like breakfast tacos, and but I don't know who's open for breakfast besides Taco Bell.
We can do lunch, like an early lunch, and we could have some vodka, right? It's National Vodka Day.
We might only be able to get that in a back alley somewhere. I'm not really sure a restaurant's going to serve us.
I don't know.
I just say that if we go to Wild Eggs, then we go to the downtown one. And if we go to Patachu, we go to not the one off Pennsylvania Street.
Why can't we go to the downtown Patachu?
Yeah, what's wrong with that one? That's probably the closest one to work. We're right downtown. I'm like St. Joseph in town.
You had something with one of the people that worked there, didn't you?
One of the... I didn't have something. I left my...
Were you dating a guy called Grill Daddy?
No. there was a host there that was like kind of cute. And like I was kind of tipsy off of mimosas.
And
like got his number and then like started texting.
You ghosted
and he
him?
Yeah, it just...
Didn't work out.
Did not work out.
Well, that'll be awkward. We should definitely go there.
We need to go there then. Okay.
I hate you guys!
All right, we're going to go to Patachu. We'll see you there today. If you miss anything, you know where to do, what to do, what to do, where to go. RadioNowIndy.com or on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Tomorrow, 7:30 by popular demand, Freak Show Friday is back.
It's back. We're talking to Seth, who, he's not scared of the world ending, I will say that.
All right, we'll find out more about that. Let's get on out of here. Liv the Web Girl's taking over. She's got all kinds of cool stuff for you to win. So if you already don't love her angelic voice, stick around for the free prizes, right?
Ah.
And we lost everybody. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.